Welcome to the Financial Management Magazine podcast series, a service of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. This series features discussions with chartered global management accountants and other experts about the topics, trends and technologies that are transforming the accounting profession.
Today we are talking about the hidden costs of travel and expenses. Our speaker is Nikki Hollis, Regional Sales Director at SAP Concur.
Welcome. Thank you everyone for joining. I'm Victoria Oswald and I'm a Marketing Manager here at SAP Concur. I'm here with Nikki, who is kindly taking time today to share some findings from recent AMI research that she feels is relevant to shape the business landscape of today. So first of all, Nikki, can I just ask you to set the scene and add some context to the research? Why is it relevant to our listeners today?
Sure thing. We know that changes in business landscape are making it progressively more challenging for accounting and finance teams to manage company spend. More employees are travelling and working remotely, and tax and legal requirements are becoming increasingly complex. We also know that in this environment, manual methods of managing company spend are less reliable than ever. So we really wanted to understand the impact manual processes are having on our finance teams and the difference automation makes. So we asked AMI, an independent research analyst, to connect with financial decision makers in over 500 SMBs across six countries, being Australia, Canada, France, Japan, United Kingdom and the United States, to better understand the before and after experiences of implementing automated solutions. However, for the purposes of today's podcast, I'll just be focusing on the UK research findings.
Great. Based on experience here at SAP Concur, we can allude to the strain finance leaders are experiencing with regards to the quantity and complexity of claims passing through their team. But what does the research tell us is a fair representation of the challenges facing today's finance teams?
Well, yes, during my tenure, I witnessed increased strain concerning the quantity of claims being handled by the finance team. The workforce is becoming increasingly transient, with more employees travelling and working remotely than ever before. Nearly 93% of survey firms have employees that travel at least 4 days a month. This is a significant increase from the 80% cited in a previous study. On average, firms are processing 110 expense reports in a typical month, which can take up to 10 days on average to go from submitting an expense report to the employee actually being reimbursed.
Yes, and if, as the numbers suggest, the number of claims continue to grow, it's only going to get more complicated.
Yes, indeed. The research revealed 90% of firms plan to hire more employees over the next 12 months. This means more employees travelling and submitting expense reports.
And the modern finance leader needs to think beyond line item approvals and concern themselves with business impacting change. How might these finance challenges be impacting the business at large?
Well, the biggest business challenge cited was maintaining employee satisfaction, including managing dispersed workforces and retaining talented employees. But more importantly, the other challenge is having a more direct relationship to spend management, managing complex compliance issues, lack of visibility into spend and cash flow data, and improving employee productivity. The bottom line is that we're all being expected to do a lot more with a lot less, and I'm sure we feel that.
Indeed. As such, I think that to meet these business goals, there's an increasing awareness of the need to adopt digital transformation strategies to help smaller businesses compete and to help larger firms remain nimble. What advice would you share with finance leaders to help them achieve these wider business goals?
Well, the AMI research found that many of your general business goals directly correspond to travel and expense, T&E and invoice management. For example, the top goal cited was integrating HR and accounting processes. Over 70% of firms said enabling employees to focus on strategic work by reducing the time spent on mundane tasks was a top objective. It is clear how much finance automation has to offer in helping you meet those goals, and trouble is, it's not as easy to measure what opportunities you're missing when you're using manual processes, such as lost productivity, lower employee satisfaction, and therefore lower staff retention, higher training and onboarding costs, and so on. Manual T&E costs your business in ways that you really can't see. The AMI research revealed three areas where T&E cost businesses that don't use automation. One, visibility. Two, with compliance. And three, money and time.
too true. In fact, it would be fair to say the pain points consistently identified by our prospective customers tree up to one of these groupings. It's not a new concept for us either. In 2018, for example, research identified worrying gaps in businesses' ability to connect travel expense and invoice spend to the detriment of overall business spend visibility. A year on, what has the market learned about travel and expense automation, and how can this help us tackle the challenges?
Well, better data visibility was one of the top benefits experienced by firms after implementing automated T&E management solutions. Improving visibility of company spend data has a number of add-on effects. For example, nearly 60% of SMBs using automated solutions stated they are better able to overcome general business challenges thanks to improved data visibility. But this increases to nearly 70% among firms using SAP Concur. It allows you to be more strategic about financial management, track trends, and spot opportunities for cost reduction.
So it's clear to see the immediate impact of better spend practices to the business. But could you add some context as to the importance of compliance when considering finance automation?
Well, previous studies have shown that 68% of finance leaders aren't completely confident that employees comply with company T&E policies. In fact, between 10 and 20% of all claims include out-of-policy spend. With automation, this can be reduced by up to 40%, because with better data visibility, you can audit employee spending and track all purchases, and employees are therefore less likely to submit non-qualified expenses. The risk of missing documentation is also significantly reduced because of better data capture and ease of capturing receipts. Now, obviously, most businesses could generate a report that shows them just how much they are spending on travel and entertainment using data from within their finance system. However, if they want to see which individuals and companies they have entertained, they would have to revert back to the original expense forms. With Concur, you can see every piece of information that is captured in relation to a given expense, including all the attendee details.
You also mentioned time and money, and we'd like more of that.
Indeed, time saving was highly ranked benefit automation. Wouldn't we all like just a little bit more time? 62% of T&E users said automation helps them save time through better efficiency. Automated T&E solutions help reduce time spent on the administrative tasks such as data entry that allows you to focus on growth and strategy. Firms using automated T&E solutions reported that finance and accounting employees were saving up to 10 hours per week with expense report process.
Finance automation software is widely adopted these days. The modern finance leader is more aware of the technological advantages. However, some persist with manual methods. Why do you think that is?
Well, it really is a leap of faith for those who haven't experienced it. Manual methods appear to work well. Until that is, your eyes are open to the missed micro opportunities. The lost revenue and fraudulent claims, duplicate invoices, late payment fees, compliance fines, unclaimed tax, and so on. And what about the macro implication of spend visibility translating to business opportunity? It was found that SMBs using T&E solutions save over £24,000 a year after implementation. And more impressively, firms using Concur Expense reported a greater than average savings of £31,000 a year. And just to add, these are benefits just for T&E. There is a similar story for Invoice, which can also be achieved with SAP Concur.
I often hear feedback that a company considers itself too small to implement intelligent solutions like SAP Concur. Where does finance automation best fit?
Well, just because you're small in turnover or headcount does not mean you are not processing a high number of invoice or expense claims. In fact, some of the smallest companies in terms of number of people can be some of our larger clients. And don't forget, this is completely scalable cloud technology, meaning it requires minimal IT expertise, and any reputable T&E solution provider will give you the support that you need. We typically work with two members of staff who know your workflow, general ledger codes, reporting needs, etc. Plus, it is designed to be super, super intuitive.
Assuming everyone now understands the benefits, how quickly could a firm be up and running? How long does it take to roll out?
Well, it really does all depend. There are two versions of SAP Concur, but the majority of our clients implement our standard version, and we actually do a one-day activation. So within a couple of weeks of agreeing to implement and work with SAP Concur, you can be live and start seeing the benefits.
And the million-dollar question, and probably another myth that needs to be busted amongst our smaller clients. What is the typical cost to implement an automated expense solution?
Well, it isn't as expensive as people think, and we work on a pay-as-you-go pricing model, and the cost is based on a number of different variables and requirements, starting with the number of expense claims. Ultimately, you can build a solution to your needs, and we work with a number of partners to provide add-on services that allows you to continue to scale as you grow. It pays for itself quickly too, typically within 5 months. Plus, as we've seen, automation doesn't just solve your current problems, it opens up saving opportunities. And most importantly, there are no lengthy contracts. Most of our clients work to a 90-day rolling.
Thank you, Nikki. I think you've done a great job of explaining the issues facing finance leaders today and delivered compelling evidence as to how finance automation can support that resolution. So in conclusion, what one message should listeners take away with them today?
Well, above all, you know that doing nothing isn't an option. Manual paper-based T&E processes are costing you money, demoralizing you and your team, and stopping your company from growing. Seize the opportunity today and get in touch. We'd love to help you. For more information, go to www.concur.co.uk/contact or give us a call on 01628 76100.
That concludes the questions for you today. Thanks so much, Nikki.
Yeah, thank you so much, everyone, and have a great afternoon.
A special thank you to Nikki Hollis from SAP Concur for providing her expertise. I hope you enjoyed this Financial Management Magazine branded podcast brought to you by SAP Concur. Thank you for listening.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. It is provided with the understanding that the association, its affiliates, and subsidiaries are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The association, its subsidiaries, and affiliates make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to and assume no responsibility for the content or application of the material contained herein and expressly disclaim all liability for such damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.